الإسلام لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. This ayat al-Karima we have recited previously already, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addresses the Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, particularly the Christians, that they should not go to ghulu, excessiveness in their religion. And the reference was that one side, the Jews, they went to the one extreme, and they did not even believe in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, they believed him as an imposter, and they believed that it is compulsory to kill him. And according to their belief, they killed him on the cross, which is not true. Allah replaced him with somebody else and made him look like Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And the other wrong the Jews had done was they accused Isa alayhi salam's mother, Maryam, who was such a great and honorable lady. They accused her of very, very terrible sins, which are not befitting at all, and especially for a great, great woman like Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. On the other side, the Christians went to the other extreme, and they made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam Allah himself. And they said that Allah had come into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they believed in him as still today they believe as part of Trinity. Now for us to take a lesson from here, this ayat has come in the Quran Sharif, so it is for us to take lessons. So we should also not go to extremes. Like on, we find that within the Ummah, we find those people who don't respect and honor the ulama and don't regard them as anything. And moreover than that, the mashayikh, those people who are engaged in the honorable and great work of Islah and Nafs, of the tasawwuf, of making nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And they regard them also as imposters, etc. So that is the one extreme that they went to. And that our people also go to various groups. They don't have any regard for the ulama, for the mashayikh, etc. And they deride them. And they feel that we are all equal. So much so that even for the great, great ulama like Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, etc. And they use words like Nahnu Rijal, Wahum Rijal. We are also human beings, they are also human beings, we are all the same. So that is one extreme that we must be very careful that we don't fall in that extreme either. The moderation is the right way, that what the position Allah has given to the ulama. So many ayat of the Quran Sharif and in the ahadith, the respect and honor of the ulama in the mashayikh, the people who guide people towards righteousness. So all that we must maintain. On the other hand, again, let us not be like the Christians, that they made their mashayikh like God, like Allah Ta'ala himself. Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali very beautifully in his Qasida Burda Sharif said, Da'mad da'atho an-nasara fi nabiyyim. Don't say that what the Abiyya Ali Mustara, what the Christians said with regard to Isa Ali Salatu Wasalam, that they made him God himself, made him Allah, and that Allah had come in him, and that is part of God. Don't do that. Besides that, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَانْسُبْ إِلَىٰ ذَاتِهِ مَا شِئِتَ مِنْ شَرَفِهِ. Whatever honor and respect you want to after that, as a human being, as a Rasul of Allah, you show the greatest respect to him. So that is the other side. So with our mashayikh also, we should show the greatest respect. And we shouldn't go to the extent that we make them like treat them like gods, like we find a group in the Muslim people, like the Barelvis, especially their mashayikh. They treat them and they put them on a very high pedestal. And so much so that they even regard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as alimul ghaib, which is incorrect completely. So to regard any alim or any sheikh also, that he can do everything, and everything in his hands. So much so they say that all that is in Allah's hand, na'udhu billah, is his story. Besides that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everything. So we should not go to that extent also of beyond the limit and show so much of respect to ulama or to mashayikh which goes beyond the limit. Everyone, keep them in their category, where they are, what is their status, and don't underdo that in any way also, and don't do it excessively also, overdo it either. Keep the moderate path, and alhamdulillah, that is the path of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who we call the ulama of Deoband. They have kept fully on the one side the respect and honor of all the great people, and on the other side they don't take them and make them like gods or treat them like gods. So we must keep and maintain that middle path. In everything, the middle path is the most safe path and is the correct path, not extremes on either side. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand our deen properly, to practice our deen properly, and keep us always within the limits of moderation which our deen have taught us.